This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Mosaic Company. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, taking a look at corn right now, it's up fractionally. Soybeans up around a nickel. Wheat is seeing anywhere from fractional to 5 cent losses as well. It was a mixed day in the cattle complex. Let's go ahead and see what is happening today. World equity markets are also mixed to higher, with all eyes on this morning's release of the new employment situation report. While economic indicators continue to suggest a slowing economy, the labor market has been most stubborn in showing any signs of cooling. If the jobs report continues to run hotter than anticipated, expect equity markets to fall on worries the Fed will maintain their higher-for-longer stance. We're seeing the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up almost 63 points at 36,117. The S&P up 36 and a quarter. Looking at European markets, they're trading mostly higher. Asian markets are mixed. Japan's Nikkei is down 1.75%, and China's Shanghai is up 0.1%. Well, going over to the livestock side of things, despite the ability for cattle futures to trade higher throughout most of the trading day yesterday, continued market weakness eroded any sense of support and pushed prices lower in all but front-month feeder cattle contracts. The bearish overall moves across the cattle market has continued to dash any sense of long-lasting buyer support. Describe the recent moves in the cattle markets as frustrating and discouraging is a gross understatement, and even as a sense of buyer support seems to be short-lived and has led to consecutive days of contract lows. Early gains in both live and feeder cattle trade seem to help bring a sense of stability to the market, but buyer interest quickly dried up. We'll look at the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 7.2 more corn bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't. Supercharging your corn with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 7.2 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your corn yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
March corn up a quarter at 488 and a quarter. Soybeans for January up 4 3/4 at 1316 and a half. Soy meal up $1.60 at 408.40. Soy oil up 20 cents at 51.33. Chicago wheat down 4 3/4 at 637 and a half. Minneapolis wheat down a quarter at 737. And Kansas wheat down 1 1/2 at 666. Oats are up 8 3/4 at 370 and a quarter. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.